And so you and I reach Shannon Airport. After a day in Limerick recovering from jet lag, we rent a car and drive to the far northwestern corner of Ireland. Our first stop will be a remarkable and ancient ecological mistake. It takes about 3 hours to reach the Cada Fields. This is a huge peat bog stretching along a promontory that looks out over the Atlantic. These bogs are a phenomenon created by human occupancy. 5,000 years ago, Stone Age farmers cleared trees from the land. Before they did, the trees held most of the rainfall. Now rain could penetrate the ground. Worse yet, rainfall increased during those years. Mosses grew and the sodden land turned into peat. Those farmers had unwittingly attacked the environment. Now the environment attacked them. Bogs took over here and many other places in Ireland as well. Bogs wrecked the land and drove the farmers out. Peat filled in over the abandoned villages. Now we cut away the peat. We meet the people who once lived here. These late Paleolithic farmers had crossed the Irish Sea from England. They brought their dogs and cattle with them. They used the cattle both for food and as draft animals. The dogs? Who knows? Maybe they were just friends. The village scatters along the cliff, and low stone fences divide it. These people owned their land and built individual houses. The houses were a mixture of wood and stone. There's no evidence of defense. Each house is isolated and unprotected. It had to have been a harmonious life in a cooperative community. Peat preserves dead bodies, as we shall see when we reach Denmark, but we find no bodies here, at least no human ones. We do find a stray pig, thousands of years old, but no humans. We also find elaborate tombs with human ashes in them. These people clearly had religious traditions for disposing of their dead. They had no written language yet, but they did have art. We find fragments of decorated pottery. So, for roughly 200 years, this hamlet flourished on the edge of a cliff above the harsh North Atlantic. 300 or so people cleared trees, tilled their gardens, and watched the seasons turn. Before the pharaohs, this gentle people lived a gentle life. Then the peat sent them away and created the lovely stark green-brown gorse that shifts its colors under the slate-gray skies of Ireland today. Of course, they drove themselves away because they couldn't know the consequences of their modest assault upon the environment. And in that, our kinship with these old Irishmen might be stronger than we like to think.